Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am super excited to be with all of you today on this intense Monday. I could feel the intensity literally through my bones. It is 12:03 p.m. now here in Central Florida on the East Coast. It is a gorgeous, warm day. I'm hoping all of you have some sunshine out there in the world. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. Today is April the 14th. I can't believe it. I believe it's the 14th. Yes, it is. I welcome you. We have a Facebook page. It's titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to come on in at any time. I'm definitely taking your questions in the chat room today. And super excited to be with all of you. I want to come and say hi. I have a couple little stories to share. And I'm a little, I'm a little psychically twitchy today. So I could feel the intensity. I could feel that moon. I know Mark had a lot to say. And the energy of everything going on. I see all of you. Good morning. That woke me up, Ms. Pamela. Hello, Laura. Happy that you're here today. Patricia and Jane, it's so nice to see you. My beautiful godson's in the room. Hello, Tyler. I'm sure we'll be having a talk for the Easter Bunny visit this week. Lynn, hi, and Maya, Renee, Ms. Perez, it's so nice to see you. Erica's on vacation this week. Thank goodness. She's been counting down. She is a teacher, so I'm sure this time of year, she was ready for, definitely ready for a break with the kids driving her nuts. And I'm so happy you're here. Nadine, those flowers are gorgeous. Thank you for sharing. Patricia, welcome back. It's so nice to see you as well. And everyone listening that isn't in the room, I'm really grateful that you're all here. I know it's a very... it's an interesting, stressful time in the world, as we all know. I do not want to brush it under the carpet. So please feel free to share your thoughts and everything else that's taking place. I do believe that it is a holy week for many of you. And for many of you, it is just a beautiful spring, springtime. It's a great time for a new season. You know, things are changing. And I know there's a lot of you out there who may celebrate both Passover and Easter. So my heart is with all of you for sure. I had a little experience last night. I had finished late. We had an amazing 1-2 day over the weekend at 1-2listen.com. It's always on the 12th day, a great day to be prepared for, so we take a good rest to be with all of you in a really extensive way, and it was really nice. And I get a little more activated. I think with a fire moon, my Aries moon in the eighth house, it gets me going a little bit. Like if I'm activated, I just stay in that space. And I had some great psychic energy. And of course I'm going, it's Sunday night and I finally get in the shower close to midnight. And I'm thinking to myself, I had this overwhelming sense that my daughter was going away. I was remembering, you know, what's going on, and I'm trying to put my head onto everything going on that I need to know. And I had this overwhelming numbness, this very huge like psychic moment or whatever you want to call it. I'm so corded to this child, like still always, I know, but it's just a different type of intense feeling knowing that she definitely was going to have a problem. And I thought to myself, now I hadn't had that feeling since she was born or before she was born, basically, which is a whole other past life story. And I'm thinking, wow, this is
as intense as knowing what I needed to do before she arrived. I'm thinking this is the first time that I start connecting her Saturn return, and I'm going through all this thing. And in the meantime, I'm like racing through. And so I came out of there and I contacted her at midnight and I said, well, there is a first for everything, but while you're here, I don't have a typical feeling, because I do, as a Virgo rising, throw out a lot of moments of like kind of silliness that most moms do, you know, oh, be careful on the roller coaster. Oh, be careful here. Be careful, wear your mask, da, 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 or whatever it is, you know, just normal mom stuff. And I said, Sydney, this isn't normal. This is like really serious. Like, you're not going on that trip, blah, 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 blah. And so there was no doubt, no questioning. No, she said, Mommy, I never heard you like this, but my south node is on the south node's on my ascendant. And she went on and on about the astrological reason I was sensing this. In any case, the trip is canceled. But I'll tell you what, as a person who has layers of intuition like all of you, because we really do, I was so grateful that she received this disappointing news immediately, because she kind of knew what was going on. But at the same time, she said, I never heard you like that. And so maybe once when she was 14 and in a lot of trouble with her health or whatever. But the bottom line is, it was a really great, I was so grateful that she listened and I could calm myself and I was relieved. Yeah, twitchy is a good word for sure. I just, you know, when we have these moments, you know, sometimes we say, oh, there's a mother's intuition. Well, this went way beyond the, I said, this isn't that. She said, I already hear it in your voice. I know when you change your voice, you're, you know, how you are with people. So she definitely, took it and ran with it. And I'm so happy, because I was so nervous. And, anyway, now I don't have to be, so I'll make it up to her in some way, but I'm super excited about her changing her mind, and it's a good lesson for all of you to not, and that, oh, I found out a lot of things that were going to take place that probably were not a great idea, so it was good, you know, that I stepped up, and if you all have any, you know, of those intense feelings, or does your body get activated when you have those feelings? And so since then, and since I think last week sometime, I'll see like maybe an email come from someone I haven't heard from in a while, and then it shows up, or I know I'm going to get a text and it shows up. And so we get these twitchy, like these intense moments of psychic energy that's definitely present. So I hope you're feeling all that. And I hope you too are paying attention to your own intuition. And I think spending a little time in the morning and tapping into these things that are within you, and however, whatever you connect to as your higher power, the God energy, whatever it may be for you, I think it's really good to tap in and check in. And so super grateful today. I'm so happy. I'm coming into the room because I see a little baby. I see a little foot. I love that cat. Thank you for your validation. She said her April has increased business interest, interviews, and meetings, and also her little one, 9 months old. I'm so happy. Happy birthday, 9 months. And I'm glad you're picking up. Now, you're going to have a huge lift, cat, by July. And I'm not saying May, June will be any less, but I do feel something really, really big at that time. And I'll say this while we're on the topic. Now, sometimes when we talk about our babies that are with us already, we know that they're connecting with their future siblings. Anyway, I see a little boy coming. I see a little boy trying to like reach out and chat with your baby a little bit. So pay attention to this. Anyway, that was a cat notification for you, because I definitely see it. Okay. I don't know why. First time the little boy showing up crawling around in spirit. So you let me know. All right. And I always say this is like your instant form of birth control if you're not trying to have another one yet. But in any case, that's my hunch. Okay. And my vision, strong one. All right. You let me know. Let me see. Let me come on into the room and say hi to a few people. I love when my godson is here. Mars is going into Leo, honey. And I know my astrologers can chime in as to when things are moving, but I will say that that will be good energy for you. So that'll be fun. I could see your little spicy self coming to the forefront, straightening some things out. So I love that. But it will give you a little boost of energy, okay? I'm thinking, wow, maybe I could start to move and get my ass away from the refrigerator a little bit. Because I could tell. I always love to blame everything on Cancer or Taurus energy when I want to eat, and sometimes Pisces too. But that, in any case, I could tell, you know, I've been a big foodie lately. All right, let me take a refreshing look here in the room and see where you guys are. Super excited. I'm going to start taking your questions. Happy Easter to you also. Happy Passover, everyone. Many blessings to you too, Quelly, Tara, hi. Another thing, guys, my memory, okay. I did promise a few minutes to a few of you, and please tell me, please don't just come and see me, because I know there were a couple people that I wanted to send minutes to. You had the contest answer. And so if you could just tell me who you were. I know, I remember Lois, I remember Tara, there was a third one, and it's just me and how my mind is operating lately, like in high, I tell everybody I'm like in warped psychic speed, so I could tell, real time does not stick with me, so please know, I'm not trying to be a ditz, I'm just really being honest here, and I want to make sure that everyone is honored in the right way, okay, I remembered that. So now let's take a look. Erica, let's take a look at you since you don't get to be with us often and you're out in the world helping children learn and grow, which we appreciate and we is so much needed. Let me see where you are. I just saw you say something. Much needed break from the craziness. Cancer Sun, Scorpio Moon, you're feeling energized today. Paying down, putting money aside. I love this. Trying to put this out to God in the universe. As my brother and sister-in-law are closing on their first house, it's very motivating. Of course, we never want to compare, but it is very motivating. And I feel that you're going to have a plan and you're going to see a huge change. Both 7 and 14 months from now, Erica, by January, you're going to even notice so we have 7-month gain. We have a 14-month gain in the midst of all that. January looks fantastic. You're going to get some great news next year. I do see new beginnings and I actually feel you moving. So I don't think 25, you stay on your plan. You're going to definitely move right along. And I feel really good about your goals. Okay. All right. I'm super glad you're with us today as well. Let me see who's next. But I just saw somebody. Somebody said to listen to my whispers. Yeah, this was like a shake down the shower kind of moment, you know. Like my limbs, I had this whole body reaction to the thought of it. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't right. Let's change it quick, you know. And, you know, my kids joke about me because, and it's all in good fun, but I have a little bit of, I want to say psychic paranoia, but no, sometimes I am paranoid and that's all it is, but we learn the difference over time. When the body gets activated, it's very, very, I'd rather be cautious, you know. This was a very, I just this was a big net. This was a knowing, and it's okay. So super, super grateful. You know, it's nice when our young adult listen for a change. I would like to say weekly, you know, when they're at this Universal Studios, they have these season passes or whatnot. And I would like to say, don't go on the roller coasters. So I just, instead I say, don't tell me when you're on a roller coaster, you know, because I don't like that either. I'm that, keep your feet on the ground, you know. But anyway, Lori Love is in the chat room this morning. Lori, good morning. Lots of love to you. Let me see who is next now. And I want to take another question quickly. Nadine, I also feel like you're about, I don't know if you're going for your eyes, and it's all good. I don't have any negative things to say about it. I just feel something about your eyes, maybe even new glasses, or perhaps, I don't know, they feel brighter. They feel, maybe you're opening your eyes to something, but I'm getting you with your eyes for some reason today. So I love that, and I feel very, if you are going, if you haven't made a doctor's appointment, maybe for just a little check-in or check-up, but I'm not even necessarily seeing that. I just see new glasses or something like that, like fun. Could be sunglasses, fun, that kind of thing. And I definitely feel like something sharp in a good way, like honing your insight. Oh, let me see what she's saying. Okay, she's got some. Okay, let me take a look. I want to read this out loud because somebody else in the room is going through this, and many of you are going through this. I didn't see this post before I just said what I said, and I'm thinking maybe that's part of why I said it. She says, if you can give me a touch of insight, I feel woggly these past few weeks. There's a little earth in the planets, right? There's very little earth, yeah. There's a lot of pollen everywhere, which gives me some dizziness. Now, many of you are experiencing these issues, I know, whether it be post-nasal or ear stuff or throat stuff, whatever it may be, there are some things going on. So one thing, let's not ignore what I just said, okay? Because I feel like that's important, and some clearing, maybe a drop or something like this. And she said she scraped her knee, and she's having tingles in her feet. Okay, so I'm gonna say this also, to change what you're wearing on your feet. Maybe when you're walking or something like this, and you may have just recently done this and that's okay, but I do feel it'll help. And I also believe that, let's follow through on that message about your eyes. Okay. Let's just check them out and maybe new glasses or new sunglasses, something like this. Okay. It's gonna, but now that, let's go back to the pollen comment. Many of you, for the first time in many, many, many years that I can recall, are having these issues with the damn season, and the pollen is insanely high. So, you know, not like, I know there's a lot of panicking going on about this because you've never experienced these things before. And some of you have, of course, season to season, but many of you for the first time, you know. So just know you're not alone. And, I probably hear it at least a half a dozen times a day. So, you know, there's something going on in the air. So it'll calm down, I'm sure, as the season gets into its depth, okay? All right, I hope that helps all of you. Whatever palliative thing you're called to take care of there, I think is good. But Nadine, I don't want to ignore my hunch on the eyes, okay? All right, let's take a look. Patricia, let's take a look at you. You're still working at the law office. That's wonderful. They refused to continue paying me as a contractor, so they cut my pay by 12 hours a week. She's meeting with a local business leader in a month, and that's wonderful. She's having a little AFib, and I'm so happy that you have a new doctor. That feels really good to me also. Let's take a little peek. And I actually feel that they, for some reason, like by October, now that doesn't mean it's not, I feel July and October actually. So maybe every 90 days or so, they'll be checking up on you, but it feels really like it's moving in the right direction. And I love that. Okay. So definitely, I feel good about that. I'm glad you're going. Let me take a look at your business connection. I'm sorry they cut you by 12 hours also. Okay, one second. I have to go back for a moment. All right, Patricia, let me finish with you and I'll come back. Yeah, it's not you're on target speaking to this person, but you know, things are going to balance out. You're going to feel really, really good. Your medical care looks excellent. I'm really happy about that. And I do see some wishes coming true as well. Now, this person you're meeting with, it will lead to things. I really feel like sit tight where you are. Don't, you know, it's a stepping stone, truly. By September, it says, you know, some of these wishes are going to come true. You're definitely on the right path and the right road in this area. Both work and health look better and better through the season. And I feel good about it. I was laughing. Serena and I had a conversation right before the show started, and I'm already proving to her that her words are true. She said it still feels like Mercury retrograde, or it's more Mercury retrograde than it was when the retrograde was happening. And it's so true. So if I'm stumbling over my words, guys, I apologize. I feel that mercurial energy too right now. So she was right. Nadine said she's trying to get used to her new eyeglasses, which is very, very present, your eyes. Now, I believe if after a few weeks you're still not right, maybe a little tweak may be necessary. I know it's a pain in the butt, but I think you should think about it, okay? But let's see. Let's hope that this is all going to straighten out. Now Venus has just gone direct. Mercury's gone direct. Da-da-da-da-da. I know we have a little few things going on in the sky, but nevertheless, let's hope that we just move you right along without having to go, you know, tweak anything, but we'll pay attention to it. Okay. All right. Be safe. And, you know, you're tripping about. So, but I feel like let's give it another week or two. Okay. See how we're doing. All right. Now, don't regret that coffee, Ms. Pamela. Guys, I'll say this. It's kind of funny, but I did have to fast for a couple days. And this last week, everything is great now. I can move along with my life. My medical things are over. You know, I had that like close to turning 60 going on in my brain. So I did everything overhaul and it's all finished. Thank God. I'm relieved. But it's funny because a psychic that has to fast is a very interesting thing. And for all of you, you know, I mean, It was interesting because I could only depend on my psychic energy to get by. And I kept going into it and leaning into it. And, you know, it's really what got me by. Because if you take food away from me, I'm like a maniac. But in any case, long story short, I almost became a little delirious for a minute, but it took me, and this was not when I was working, of course, but it took me into it. Like, it felt like this realm of another light bulb turning on. You know what I mean? Like another layer. So please know, when you're on the path of perhaps tuning your intuition, honing your skills, growing or learning or training or whatever it is you're doing, and maybe practicing every day with your cards. I know many of my students are right now. You know, if we tend to these things, we realize that when you have a challenge in your personal life and you lean into your gifts like that, everything turns on even like brighter or deeper, or you're honing your skills more and you're bringing yourself to another place that maybe without those challenges, you couldn't be forced to go. So remember that I'm telling you this because sometimes the light's out, the darkness is like, oh God, you know, do we really want to do this? Feel because of this, you'll go to another level with it, all of you, whatever you're going through. Even an argument with somebody can drive the bus. It could take you to another place because you want to constantly try to raise your vibration and rise above it. And as you rise above it, things happen. And the long story short is, fasting was a good thing because it really, I felt like I had to lean into my gifts more, and that's all I really had, you know? So it was very interesting. And I'm glad I can now back to my eating. But in any case, you get the point, what I'm trying to say. And I'm not promoting that for everyone. So please don't take it that way. I'm not saying, oh, everybody should fast. But I think when we have challenges that we dread, rising above it helps you loosen up a little bit and goes to another place. Okay. All right. Now let me see. So Nadine just bought new orthotics. You are right on track. Very, very good. I feel like I must've took that walk with you this morning. You know what I mean? So you'll get adjusted to all of these things. Oh, let me take a look at you, Catherine. She has a little question. Good morning. She has an appeal outstanding on a back payment. Okay, let's take a look. All right, guys, you're sneaking in the room on me, so I want to just say good morning to everyone coming in. Let's try to give Catherine some good news about her back payment here. They feel so slow, but oh yeah. If something feels like they're really dragging their feet. I mean, I do believe you're going to get it, but right now there is a block around it. You know, let me just try to get a timing for you. The Wheel of Fortune. I keep getting threes. I think it's going to be a little time because I keep getting the Empress and I did pull it three times. I believe that, you know, sometimes when it's the patience thing. It looks like it will come. It does look like there's a block. I want you to double check and triple check your paperwork and everything else or anything that you have to do or communicate with. There is a very, I don't know if you get to communicate or discuss anything with anyone in there, but there is, to me, with the Empress, there's like the mother energy, the maternal energy, an older person, somebody giving you some guidance, wisdom, even within the organization. And I feel good about that. So, hon, you're going to have to be patient. It's not immediate, okay? And you try to tell me, let's just follow up on it next week, and we'll just keep following up on it quickly, okay? Yeah, it's been going on. I felt September now, believe it or not. Like, and then I'm thinking, well, here's where I'm at right now, July through September. Because I'm seeing the King of Cups when I'm asking for timing, but that's also like the divine order energy in my head. And it's like, okay, Sun in Cancer, and then I'm getting the Empress. Okay, you know, 3 months, May, June, July, that's Sun in Cancer. And then I see the Hermit. So I know it's going to happen, but right now there does seem to be a little bit of a block. Okay, it'll break through. Okay. All right. Let's take a look. At who's next. Laura, let's, you know what? I feel pretty good about, I have goosebumps right now. So yeah, I think you're long overdue. And let me just take a look at you, okay? She's asking if she should go have some fun and for her birthday next month, and I'm getting it. I have Bill in a good way. Very, very good. It's like you're long overdue. I don't even know what else to say. Let me just take a peek for you, okay? Right, here we go. You're supposed to be loving God, to spend the money. But I do think you're going to change it to your plan. I don't know why. Something altered about it. I don't know if it's two different plans or you change from one to the other. But I'm thinking you change something about it and then you go. So the spirit of generosity is like very, very prevalent for you right now. I think the abundance energy is like, you know, move through. When you spend, you earn. When you earn, you could spend more. But when for you right now, it's when you spend, you earn. Like a good Taurus, you know. I feel very confident that you can go and have a good time. But I also feel strongly that you may change, or have you changed your plan, or something like this. Like, if you wanted to hold back, you don't have to. Like, we're having a total mindset, like a restructuring of your mindset. I feel very strongly about that. Yeah. Let me just see if you said anything yet. Not yet, but I do feel good about it. Okay. All right. You come back and share and let us know. I see a change, though. And it's like a great feeling. And it'll bring you more after, too. Really will. Okay. We have to sometimes trust. That doesn't mean we have to be hairless or frivolous to a degree of discomfort or... But you coming out of your comfort zone right now is a good... You have a springboard and a landing like a set of landing gear, you know what I mean? You're free to go. Let's take a look and see who's next. I had someone in mind, Maya. All right, here we go. Laura, I'll get there too. I just saw that.
Okay, Maya.
Here we go. Where is she? I think she asked for an interview. Let's take a peek. For some reason, I do have a vision of two men, one on one, and then another one on one after the fact. One is lighter, fairer complected, one is darker complected or darker hair. This is coming up in the future. I'm not convinced that's your job, but I am convinced you're getting in big, and it's so weird because they're showing me now the light-haired man and the dark-haired man, or the light complected, darker complected, with the cards after the fact. And so at first I see a little fear or disappointment, and then I see a huge yes. So there may be a moment of space that doesn't happen, like maybe something feels like it's not happening, then it does, or there's another thing coming, like another opportunity, and then you get it, and it looks fantastic. And I'm going to stick with the vision of the two men. And then there's really great news and an increase. Yeah, you're going to get a big financial boost this year. I even say I say between May and September, okay? You're going to see a big increase and a new position and really, really good energy around your career. Long overdue also. I feel great about it. So as far as this past interview, I don't know why this weird, like, disappointing energy comes first. It could be just your fear that I'm picking up on, but then it really, everything comes out great. And you let me know. And you let me know about those two men, too, because they're very significant in the scheme of this ahead, okay? It's almost like something changes and then something replaces it. Like maybe it's something better than what you anticipate, all right? Even if they cancel, even if they say, no, it didn't go, you know, I'm not going to the next round, it's because something bit larger is coming. If that okay, and you come back and let us know. I have no doubt you're moving in the right direction towards the right thing. And I'm super excited to hear about it. All right, now. Somebody asked me. Laura, where are you? She has a house. Okay. Good morning. So glad to be listening live. It's been a heck of a month. Today's her mother-in-law's funeral. We're very, very sorry to hear. We know she's at peace, and that gives us comfort, the siblings and family dynamics. However, I'm telling you, we see more of this. You know, people grieve in different ways, it becomes so complicated, and everyone takes, you know, it's intense, it's sad, it's hard, and then we get to see some true colors of others. And I don't think you're alone, honey, and I feel bad for John too. I know that the both of you have been wonderful through this, but at the same time, we can't control the dynamics of how other people operate. And believe me, there are operators in the world, right? And so, especially when we don't have a guilty conscience, we're so sideswiped, or it's like whiplash of other people. When we don't have guilty consciences, or we wouldn't take it to this, we don't even think about doing something devious or whatever it may be. It's like serious smack, like a betrayal, you know? And I feel like he's going through a little bit of that because he doesn't have a guilty conscience and he wouldn't think of taking something from someone. So I see some of this going on. And so I do feel the home will sell with ease. I love that. I do not trust one of the two siblings, I would say, is a little more complicated. So I don't think the difficulty is over for him yet, but I do believe it's definitely, he has to take a step back to understand that these are, sometimes I think we wonder, how do we come from the same, how are we born from the same person, you know? It's common, unfortunately. And I feel that he'll have some challenge with one of them, but he'll take a step back. He'll understand where it's coming from. I do see some addictive behavior patterning or disorder on one of these females. It's a female energy I'm getting. There's some challenges that way, but just take it from where it's coming, you know? He'll do well with the house. That'll be good. Thankfully, it isn't in the estate. But it's going to be a ride for him, and that's okay. Just stay there. Try to say less and support more if that's possible. And it'll all work out at the end of the day, always. But it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for him. And you know what? At the same time, he'll see where everyone is. I think it's good to know where everyone is. I really do. And I hope that helps. All right. Pamela, where are you? And I hope all of you are great. I see some of you coming in. I'm just going to go ahead and refresh and come back in. Pamela has a little issue I want to address. I have this thing in my head. Now, I'm not a medical doctor. But I do get the letter M on a medication that could possibly, or no, there is a letter M with a medication that will help you. And of course, I can't prescribe or suggest it. But I definitely feel like, let me see if the third time is a charm. Interesting, I get an M and a P, weirdly. And it's not the military police. All right, let me just look, okay? It's about the meds. Let me go ahead and refresh. Are you using like dye-free detergent and stuff? I want to just check on you. Hold on now. All right, hold on.
But great stuff. You have a breakthrough coming. I'm a little up in the air. You know what? What they're telling me is something that you used previous. Like, is there anything from the old days or from way before that you could return to as a something? It's maybe something they're missing that you had once used for something else. That's what it feels like to me. There is something that works. They're gonna have a breakthrough for you here in the next few. I say within even maybe 4 days, but then, you know, I have to look at, I don't want it to take a whole month, 4 weeks. So we're going to try to dismiss that, but I definitely, let me just see something. There is something that's going to work. Nothing new yet. A large bumpy rash. The doctor tried 2 different meds and don't know what it is. It's getting worse. Don't worry. We're going to be fine. I know that. I understand it's an annoying thing. But I do feel like they're missing a little something. Something from long ago. I feel like, did you call in? I think they need to know right away that it's not working. Okay. No new meds. 2 meds they tried. I feel like there's something else. Stronger one. And if it's getting worse, we have to nip it in the butt. So I want you to go ahead and get assertive about it. See either if you could be seen or again, or I don't know if they do so many stupid, these video calls with doctors are a trip, but I know sometimes it's very useful, but often, you know, in person's better. However, I feel like they're going to find it. And let's see what they say. Come back and tell me, okay? Were you going to another doctor or something like this before, or... It feels like someone from the past can help, or something you used a very long time ago can help, like this. Another important question is how long are you? There's something about the length of time you're using it. Make sure you're giving it enough time. But I do see a renewed or new treatment that will work for you, okay? All right, you come back and share and let me know. Maureen, thank you. Happy spring to you also. I just saw that. I'm happy you're here. Good morning. And let me see who else is jumping at us this morning. Let me see who's saying what. Erica, 2026 for that. Seriously. All right, I have something important for Maya. Don't rush, Erica, because I feel like January, there's going to be something very amazing next year. So you're kind of waiting on hold for a reason, okay? You got to trust, and I feel great about that. Maya, she says that she was supposed to meet with 2 more women. Well, let me tell you, they are coming in as 2 men, which is really weird, but she said she had a feeling it wasn't her position. Let's just see. Because if they're coming in that masculine, both by my vision and my cards, that would be a very interesting truth. So let's see. I'm not ruling it out, okay? Because there are 2 people, but it's very weird how they came through as like male energy, not only by sight, but by cards, the kings. There are no queens in that reading. So let's see how it plays out. Very interesting. Okay, I'm open to see that, but maybe they just have really strong masculine personalities, and that's who we're dealing with. But It's very interesting that it came in literal men and masculine, the kings. But let's see. We could swap as our energy could be that high. We say there's masculine, feminine in every one of us. And sometimes we lean into other parts of ourselves. And let's see. That's a very curious thing. Because I did see two more people. So they said there's two more. But they were masculine both by vision and by cards. So let's see, okay? All right. There's no mistaking that. So we'll check that out. And we'll use that moving forward as a learning experience and a teaching for all of us, okay? All right. Come back and share and let us know. All right, let's see. Okay, Pamela said she's calling back in. All right, that's good. I think there's going to be two of them warp. Two, there may be a new one. Okay, you're going to be good. All right, let me see. Okay, guys. I'm saying, let me see, it's time to go. Let's look at the Six of Wands energy for everyone moving forward in the week. And, you know, it's really, it's victory after effort and some struggle and some challenges. And many of you are going to overcome some things. Remember, there's more than one pathway to a goal, and it may not be exactly as we planned moving forward, but it's even better than we originally anticipate. I love this card for love. I love it for romance and forward movement. So Venus has gone direct. I love the energy around that. And it's also like things are going to start to smooth. If you've been having some difficulties, you should see some things moving a little more smoothly, okay? And so lots of love to all of you. That is a lot. There's a lot of soul connected energy in that card as well, even though it's, you know, the Six of Wands is about movement and the process. It's like this. I want to say this to you guys. Don't be stubborn or set on one thing, because many other things can help you move towards what you want as far as abundance or goals, or any kind of manifesting that you're trying to do. Don't limit yourself to one path. Open up. It's time to open up, okay? All right, everybody. The amazing Lori the Love Sherpa is coming up next. And thank you, Serena. Serena will be on later. I know we have a great day here at 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. See you next week, everyone.